to earn his way back in, which was her equivalent of our thinking aloud. I felt more for Silent at that moment than for Raven. Raven I'd always respected for his toughness and fearlessness, but I'd never really grown to like him. Silent I did like, and did wish well. I signed, "Do not be broken-hearted if you find he is too old to change." Wan smile. "My heart was broken a long time ago. No, I have no expectations. This is not a fairy-tale world." That was all she had to say. I did not take it to heart till it began to illuminate later events. She came and she went, in sorrow for the death of dreams, and she came no more. In moments when his needs called him away, we copied everything the limper left behind and compared it with our own charts. "Oh, hey," I breathed once. "Oh, hey." Here was a lord from a far western kingdom, a Baron Senjak who had four daughters said to vie with one another in their loveliness. One wore the name Ardath. "She lied," Goblin whispered. "Maybe," I admitted. "More likely, she didn't know. In fact, she couldn't have known. Nor could anyone else have, really. I still don't see how Soulcatcher could have been convinced that the Dominator's true name was in here." "Wishful thinking, maybe," One Eye guessed. "No," I said. "You could tell she knew what she had. She just didn't know how to dig it out. Just like us." "Ardath is dead," I said. "That leaves three possibilities. But if push comes to shove, we only get one shot. Catalogue what else we know." Soulcatcher was one sister, name not yet known. Ardath may have been the lady's twin. I think she was older than Catcher, though they were children together and not separated by many years. Of the fourth sister, we know nothing. Silent signed, "You have four names, given and family. Consult the genealogies. Find who married whom." I groaned. The genealogies were over at Blue Willie. Darling had had them loaded onto the cargo whale with everything else. Time was short. The work daunted me. You do not go into those genealogies with a woman's name and find anything easily. You have to look for a man who married the woman you are seeking, and hope the recorder thought enough of her to mention her name. How are we going to manage all this, I wondered, with me the only one who can decipher these chicken tracks? Then a brilliant idea, if I say so myself. Tracker. We'll put Tracker on it. He don't have nothing to do but watch that sapling. He can do that over at Blue Willie and read old books at the same time. Easier said than done. Tracker was far from his new master. Getting the message into his pea brain was a major undertaking, but once that had been accomplished, there was no stopping him. One night, as I snuggled down under the covers, she appeared in my quarters. "Up, Croaker." "Huh?" "We're going flying."
No disrespect, but it's the middle of the night. I had a hard day."
"Up."
So you don't argue when the lady commands.
Chapter 51. The Sign. A freezing rain was falling. Everything was glazed with